Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. The phones are open for you should you wish to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. The number here is 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
We got all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about tonight, including some stuff that personally happened to you last night, Joa. You and Press NH Now, another one of the the First Amendment auditors that is active here in New Hampshire. Want to get into that for sure. Plus, Matt, I know you are hot on talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial that is ongoing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so we certainly covered what happened with Kyle when the event happened last year. I have not yet covered anything from the trial. So,
oh, really? We're from first night?
Yeah, this will be this will be fresh for me at least. I don't know about Joa as far as how much he's been following it.
A little bit. I haven't really read into it too much.
But you've been too damn busy with all kinds of real-life local town corruption here in New Hampshire. And you teased me a little bit earlier today because we were both out at the same trial for Footloose, who is one of our regular callers and sometime guests here on Free Talk Live. And we definitely can talk about what happened with his trial. It was super entertaining, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
But we'll get into that. But last night, you were up in some little town called Charlestown, New Hampshire,
a town
hall meeting. What the hell happened there? Are you there in the first place? Because that's really, normally a really boring thing to go and do is attend a selectman meeting.
Yeah, I mean, generally this is a boring town. I mean, it's just kind of a drive-through town. Mm-hmm. You can't really drive through right now because the road's closed. But the precursor is that my friend, Press NH Now, YouTuber as well, he was... He did some records requests, and the chief made sure that he had to go into the police station. And he told people not to call, and they just, you know, thousands of calls were coming in.
And, hold on. Yeah. So in New Hampshire, there's a thing called a 91A. This is the public records request. He filled out a couple of 91A forms.
Correct.
And sent them in asking for what? Do you have any idea what he was asking for?
I think it was the records of the incident that occurred when he was filming over at Wayland, which they make like police sirens and lights.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an interaction with the police there. It wasn't really kind on the chief's end of things. And he did a records request, and he wanted to
fight for like a police report or something like that.
Yeah, he wanted to get the calls and the incident report of that event.
So he was just outside of a private company? He wasn't like on their property?
Correct.
Or
yeah.
Like
that? Okay. Yeah. And so he showed the chief wanted him to come in. He didn't want to email him.
This is a bad thing, right? Like if the cops say, yeah, just come on down to the station.
Yeah.
Usually they have something in mind that is not exactly what you're expecting, and it's probably unpleasant.
Sure. And the thing is, like, you know, he has a lot of followers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. And he told them specifically, do not call. And he did not suddenly...
And this was like, on a report where he's just, like, updating his followers on what's happening? Like, okay, this police want me to go down, I'm going to go, but don't call him, basically?
Well, because, he doesn't want them to have their business interrupted so he can get his records request
mm-hmm.
that he was told to go pick up there. And the chief didn't like the fact that his supporters were calling in. He told them, do not call.
Yeah.
You know? Next thing you know...
The people are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he doesn't control what his supporters do. They just started calling, and the chief recognized it and asked the clerk if that's what's going on. And he's like, all right, you're under arrest for inciting, and you basically got charged with...
Inciting?
What do you call it? Disrupting, like, government business, or it's...
Obstructing government administration?
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So you got that charge. You got arrested?
I was arrested for that, but I was actually standing in front of a police cruiser, which, you know, is a bit of a more strong argument that you're actually obstructing something in that case. They're saying that because they had to answer the phone, their administration's being obstructed.
I mean, they've gotten tens of thousands of calls in the last week.
That's Charlestown, New Hampshire. Don't call Charlestown, New Hampshire.
Whatever you do, don't call Charlestown, New Hampshire.
And But yeah, so the police chief, you just acted out, and you know, that occurred, and the next thing you know,
so hold on, did he ever go down to actually pick up the records?
Yeah, he got
them in hand. They arrested him.
Yeah, okay. He got them in hand, and he got arrested.
Okay.
Yeah, and so then he decided to go to the city clerk, like the town
after
hall.
After he got bailed out.
Yeah, city office, the town office. Mm. And when he was in there, the selectman, actually the chair selectman, decided.
Is this yesterday?
This was a few days ago.
Oh, okay, a few days. Okay.
Yeah, and then, so this happened a couple days after that incident occurred. Mm-hmm. So, like, these are 3 days now.
Yeah, okay.
And the selectman decided to assault him, rough him up, and and grab his...
On camera.
Yeah, grab his recording device, which is like the gimbal that keeps your phone steady, right? And he kept that. And he muscled him out of the...
Hold on. So he grabbed the gimbal and gave him his phone back?
No, well...
or took both.
Press NHL was able to recover the phone part.
I see.
But he... his name is Jeff Lessel.
Jeff Lessel.
And,
the head selectman.
Yes.
That's the equivalent of a city councilor, basically.
Sure, yeah. He's the one that controls the meetings and everything. Mm-hmm. And he decided to put hands on, and he didn't give back the gimbal.
Wow.
Press NHL had to call the state police because of the conflict of interest of the charges with the police chief. So the state police show up, get his gimbal back, and he files charges against him right there. We don't know exactly what's going on with those charges, but we decided, Press had bail conditions at this point. So he can't go on any town properties, right? So he wanted back.
Wait a minute. So... He gets arrested at the police station the previous day or whatever.
Yeah.
Is released on bail for that arrest with he can't go on town property?
Unless he has official business, which he did.
Okay, got it.
But like going to a selectman meeting, he's not a resident, right? So he doesn't live in the town. I don't mean to dox you, man. I mean, I'm telling you where you don't live.
Yeah.
But I went to the selectman meeting. I went to go record that.
This was last night.
This was last night.
Okay.
Correct. And
hold on. Just look for one moment. I'm getting a little too far ahead.
Sure.
So... He's at the town offices for business, which was, what, records?
He went to go file
another records request.
Yes.
So he goes to the town offices. That's when this guy from the town council confronts him, attacks him, batters him,
right.
Grabs his gimbal. He calls the state police, gets his gimbal back, goes home, makes a note of, okay, here's the next selectman meeting. It happens to be a couple days later, and then comes back, because that's town business, too, so he can go to a selectman's meeting.
Well, I don't want to speak for him, but I think he got direction from his lawyer not to step on any town property.
Oh, so he didn't go to the selectmen's.
Right. He had me go there, and we had actually Footloose. Footloose was there as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't tell you what to do. He just told you about the meeting.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah.
He needs help.
Yeah,
I'm there for him, that's for sure. So he can tell me whatever he wants for me to do.
I got you.
I'll tell you that. I'm right next to him all the way. But yeah, no, I went to the selectmen's meeting, and... I had a troll there. He was getting in my face, and like, you know, everyone was being kind of disruptive in one way or another. But when I spoke out, when the guy was like getting right in front of my camera, I was like, point of order.
Before you go into this, had the meeting started? Or was this like pre-meeting of this troll comes up and
this? Yeah, actually, the troll grabbed the chair, put it right in front of me. Actually, he almost put it on my foot. So I told him, "Don't touch me again. I'm going to pepper you." That's what I said to him. Don't touch me again. And I'm letting this guy know because I knew right away he was a troll.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to assault me, especially in front of the select.
This is some old townie or something like that? Or
I'm not really sure who he was. He was fully masked, and he was like, closing up his hoodie to make sure I couldn't see him. Actually, his hat said, "I'm here to make friends." That's what his hat said.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to give him any more attention, but but I asked politely to the selectman, you know, can we have my rights respected right now? Like, you know, and I didn't mean to disrupt the meeting or anything like that, but the selectman is like, all right, I don't want any more disruptions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't me.
Right.
I just had to speak out about it because the guy was violating my rights. Like, I want to be able to film this thing. And I was doing it very respectfully. Some people didn't think so because I didn't stand for the pledge, and they make a big stink about that. But I'm pretty well known for that, too. I mean,
that's what all people who love freedom should do, is not stand for the pledge. Because, as you pointed out, it's socialist indoctrination.
Yeah, and actually, that's a good point you bring up, because people are like, you believe in your First Amendment right, but you don't want to stand for the pledge. I'm like, that's also First Amendment
correct.
Right.
Correct, yeah.
And so I was like, well, are you a National Socialist? You stood for the pledge, and Francis Bellamy, back in 1889, wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. He was a National Socialist.
Are you talking to the troll guy, or is this somebody else giving you a hard time?
There was somebody else that was giving you a hard time. And actually, there's an update about that guy today.
We're going to continue with this. Also, if you want to weigh in, maybe you were at the meeting and you saw this, you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 603-283-6160. How much of this is live stream? Because you're almost always live stream.
All of it.
Okay. So Breaking the Flaw is your channel. It's available on YouTube and Odyssey, more important. We'll talk about Odyssey coming up as well, the much better platform. There's more on the way, and you can share your thoughts as well here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey.
603-283-6160. We're digging into some small town corruption. And, yeah, I mean, big cities are certainly known for corrupt cops and corrupt politicians, but they are maybe as bad, if not worse sometimes, than a lot of the small towns out there. You've got the good old boys that are firmly in charge of these places, and they don't like it when a guy with a camera and especially his friends show up to, you know, I don't know, just record the supposed legal processes that these guys are supposed to go through when you do something like file a records request. It gets them all aflutter and angry and, in this case, threatening. We haven't even gotten to that part yet.
No.
Well, I guess there was the part where Press NH Now was attacked by a town selectman openly on video. And I haven't watched this yet, but I pulled up your channel over on Odyssey and YouTube, and it's just... I've got a lot to do during the break, so I haven't had a chance to actually pull up the video.
It's a lot.
But yeah, you've been through a lot in the last few days, and that's what you're telling us about here. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa from Breaking the Flaw. That's your YouTube channel, Joa.
Thank you.
And also on Odyssey. But you said there's been some technical issues with Odyssey, so some of these videos may not have made it over there yet.
They take a little more time to transfer over, I guess.
Yeah, so those will be coming over there. We're talking about the just rampant corruption that you were experiencing yesterday. Was not the first day, but the follow-up day after Press NH Now is already arrested at the police station because some of his followers called the police department. They're blaming him for that, even though he specifically said, do not call the police station. They're saying that's obstruction of government administration. I suspect they're going to lose that case, but that doesn't mean that they don't get away with arresting him and, you know, holding him for however long and processing him, and maybe he'll see some justice for that later on.
Yeah, cops don't get in trouble for false arrest.
Very rarely.
They can false arrest away.
They certainly will not get in personal trouble for it. They have qualified immunity. It's very, very hard to hold them.
Well, I don't know how, like, if he would ever try to get, like, a lawsuit involved. I don't know what he's going for, but Charlestown, I went to that selectman meeting, and they don't have any money.
Mm.
And that's the truth. They're struggling. And I think this is, like, they're desperate, and this is... probably why the town's acting out in some ways.
Well, I suspect they would have done the same exact thing. Any old time, good times or bad, because people with power behave in a certain way. And somebody who knows a thing or two about it is Footloose, who is also on the line with us here. And you mentioned, Joe, that he was with you last night.
That's right.
At this town selectman meeting. Footloose, what happened from your perspective last night?
It was crazy. So... I went down and attended the meeting. I was quiet. I took a seat, and I was recording. And my live stream dropped on the first one. And then I went outside because people were asking what we were there for. So I went outside. I didn't want to disrupt the meeting. And I explained to everybody what we were doing there. And then that troll showed up. So I went down and followed the troll, and I seen him try to put his chair and sit right in front of Flaw's stream.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever, we just paid it no mind for the most part. You know what I mean?
Flaw, typical childish opposition tactic. Oh, well, I'm just going to stand in front of the guy with a video camera.
I generally kept my poise on that, too.
Yeah.
And I didn't let him get to me. Okay.
Yeah, he's like sticking his camera or his phone right in Flaw's face, taking picture after picture after picture for like an hour, right? So whatever, the meeting ended, and obviously I went out there, and the reporter came out and was asking me if I was there for Mark, and where was Mark.
This is Press NHN.
Yeah, we'll say Press. How's that?
Yeah.
Press, sorry. Yeah. And I mean, he's, whatever, it is what it is.
I know.
So
hold on. You said reporter. There was a mainstream media person there covering
this
meeting? Okay.
Yeah, I think his name was Jim Kenyon from Valley News.
Okay.
And so he was asking for Press, and he wanted to interview him, and we had the walkie-talkie, so I hit him up. I said, hey, there's a reporter here. Bob, you can go check out my video. The Troll Shows Up video is the one that has all the best content on the three videos I did.
This is on your Absolute Defiance YouTube channel?
Yeah, Absolute Defiance YouTube. And so I got that whole interview between the reporter and Press live, so you could see exactly the exchange between them, whatever. I went back in. meeting ended, and we're still in the meeting room, and it was over, and then the townspeople started, like, yelling at me and Flaw for not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I wasn't even there for it.
Like, a National Socialist poem.
I'm like, I wasn't even there.
Normally, I mean, you do those sorts of things. Like, it's one of the few critiques I have of you. It's like, oh, man, you got to stop standing up for this stuff. But normally that's something that you actually would do.
Yeah, I stood up by not.
We got accosted for singing the Pledge of Allegiance too enthusiastically by Sununu at the Executive Council.
That's true.
Interrupting the meeting.
That's right. I saw the video of that.
So, and then now these townies, it was starting to get a little...
Is this outside at this point where the townies confront you? You're outside of the meeting?
No, we were inside
still.
And we said, let's go outside. Let's take this outside. Yeah, let's take this outside. Like, let's take this outside.
How many people are we talking about here are involved in this?
There were 10 or 15 people inside. Each.
So you guys are outnumbered then. It was just that, like, what, the three of you?
And there was people outside, too.
Okay.
There was a bunch of people outside once we got out, too, because they were aware that we were in town live streaming from the three different channels. You know what I mean?
When we were outside, though... We're going back and forth, right? And like, they know that we know what we're talking about, because we're bringing up all these different things about our rights and stuff, and they're just like, their jaws are dropping, and they're not realizing, oh yeah, we kind of messed with the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
And we started getting some of the townies on our side at this point.
Oh, okay.
Yes, some of the townies actually ended up shaking our hands and thanking us, and so there was, I would say. It was 50-50 as far as the support and then the haters.
Okay, good.
And there was, all these townies that are, like, mad at us because we're exercising our rights and we're trying to hold the government accountable.
How dare you.
And they're acting like bootlickers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chief's son shows up, and he calls First Press and then the rest of us out back behind the building, turn your camera off, and let's go fight behind the building.
Yeah. he was threatening us.
Like, we're live streaming, guy. We're live streaming. Even if we wanted to, like, retract the video to not get you in trouble, you already put it out.
How old is this guy? The son of the police chief?
Probably about my age, so about in his 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just a loser.
This guy.
Privileged little brat.
Yeah, this guy shows up. Well, like, what was his reason for even being there? It wasn't like you were a threat to his daddy or something like that. I mean, you're just there holding people accountable and recording video of the town. He feels like he's got to do his daddy's dirty work.
I think he showed up just to get, like, some of his own words out on us. Like, he just wanted to tell us some things and, like, basically, you deserved it kind of stuff and, you know, whatever. But,
Footloose, stand by, man. We're going to, if you got time, stand by. We'll continue because I know there, we definitely can talk about your trial today. Both Joe and I attended that. And there is video of that will be coming out eventually. I want to wait till the result comes in. I like to wait till the judge issues the ruling. She did not issue that today. I will tell you about that coming up here as well. And then the rest of the story from Charlestown, plus an update today. You went back today, Joe. We got to get to that, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's more coming up. Free talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is backpedaling after President Biden denied a report that the government is planning on paying illegal immigrant families who were separated at the border.
That's how we got here, is because of the last administration. This is what we're trying to deal with here in this administration.
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre confirming negotiations are taking place to settle lawsuits brought by the families separated during the Trump administration. On Wednesday, Biden calling the report saying his administration plans to pay $450,000 to illegal immigrant families' garbage, adding that's not going to happen. The DOJ suing Texas over its new election law. AG Merrick Garland saying SB 1 violates the Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act by making it harder for people to vote. USA Radio News. More details are coming out regarding a vaccine mandate.
The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A more than 12-hour pursuit of a stolen big rig in Southern California has ended peacefully. The suspect continued to drive the big rig at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour on blown-out tires and remain inside the truck until he was approached by SWAT officers in armored vehicles. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones here are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. We're going to get into that. Matt's been, of course, paying close attention to that. He's our resident gun guy here on Free Talk Live. So we'll talk about that. But a little closer to home is rampant corruption in small town New Hampshire. Now, this kind of stuff will happen in any small town near you, a lot of them at least. It's just that you probably don't have First Amendment auditors living nearby, although there are some across the country. These are guys that go into town government buildings, police headquarters, into the public areas, ostensibly public areas, and simply record.
Completely lawful.
Yeah. And you know that you're engaging in a lawful manner, and
absolutely,
that doesn't stop them from being completely unlawful in how they respond to you. So that's what we're kind of summarizing here is your experience over roughly the last several days.
Last week for press NH Now.
Yeah, that's your not partner, but cohort, if you will.
Yeah,
and,
we're individuals. Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are both people who have your own channels on YouTube, and you are also on Odyssey, which, by the way, Odyssey, a great way to watch Free Talk Live. If you go to video.freetalklive.com, you'll go to our Odyssey channel. You can follow us there, and that's a great place to do it because it's a more free platform than YouTube, way more, because it's actually founded by the people who created Library, which is a decentralized, censorship-free protocol. Mm-hmm. So it's a media sharing protocol. You cannot be censored on Library. If you want to learn more about Library, go to lbry.com. And again, follow our channel on Odyssey at video.freetalklive.com. We're on the line here with Footloose, and I was talking with you, Joe, there during the break. You say that that Footloose's video is probably the clearest one as far as...
Well, President H. Now got the threat.
Oh, okay. He got that, too?
It was, I mean, he, the chief's son got right into his face.
Oh, right up things. In his face. Okay, yeah. So check the Press NH Now channel on YouTube for the threat from the son of the police chief of Charlestown, New Hampshire, who just rolled up after a meeting, apparently a city or town council meeting. This guy rolls up and gets out and threatens... Was it just press, or was it kind of like an open threat of you, to, Joa?
To basically anyone that was doing what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was all three of us at this point, I guess.
And he said, come on out back, turn your cameras off, and I'll, you know, whip your butt kind of thing?
Right,
with
yeah.
Probably more profanity, I'm guessing.
Right, but see, I didn't discover this, so we were like, all right, let's get out of here. This is getting crazy. We don't want to deal with the locals because it can get pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, all right, we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna take our separate ways, and we're going to leave now. And I had left, so I left. I was already 20 minutes down the road. And then, so Footloose and President H. Now call me. And Footloose, what happened? Because you're the one that saw it first. I didn't know about it first, but Footloose knew.
So we were being basically stalked by at least three different vehicles and the groups of people as well. So
this is in the parking lot at the town hall.
This was right outside the town hall, mm-hmm. or the library, whatever, where the meeting took place. And so we didn't want them to see us going to his car. So we had this other guy who was a supporter of Presses, and we went for a ride up the street,
mm-hmm.
and we were still being followed. We lost the person and turned around, and then we head back to the vehicle. We jump out, we get in the vehicle, we, you know, start it up, and we try to take off pretty quickly.
LRN.FM.
Yo, man, I had to hit the dump button, but please don't.
Sorry.
Most people, I'm going to, you know, they have to go, but I'll give you a pass on that one. So you're all back on. Go ahead.
It's Footloose nature, got to be honest.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, sorry about that.
He's just being really, really honest.
It's what happened. I get it.
When you swear, you mean it more.
Yeah, I mean it more when I say it. So whatever, he's like, oh, man, the tires are slashed, so... We pull over, and literally, these people were circling like sharks in at least three to four vehicles and people on foot as well coming up and running their mouths, telling us, get out of our town and all this stuff. It's like, how are we supposed to get out of town with flat tires?
Oh, my God.
So, long story short, we end up getting the car towed. We called Flaw. He came back, and we're still dealing with all these, you know, these townies creeping on us, and
one thing that was crazy about I don't suggest anyone really calling the police, but when they have a monopoly like this, and plus, like, you know, they put us in a vulnerable position, and we tried calling the state police, right? And the state police would not respond. They're like, call the local town. You can't mm-hmm. call the local town because Press NH Now has a conflict of interest with charges,
right?
Especially when the chief arrests you, right? So we're like, well, what are you going to do? We need the sheriff. And actually, the state police wouldn't show up anyways because they were all on rest from the the memorial that they had for a trooper that had died. So they all went to a ceremony, and they all went on rest. This seems like very, like, if you believe in the state and police, this is a very vulnerable time in the state if everyone's on rest. This is, like, that's just crazy. It blew my mind.
On rest. You mean they're just taking time off?
They took the rest of the day off, basically.
Oh.
They were probably hungover.
Yeah. But, so they ended up getting the sheriffs. I was like, yes, sheriffs. These are the real people we want. And you know what? I'm not calling anybody else. If I got to call some sort of authority, it's going to be the sheriffs. They did an excellent job.
Huh.
And they know us. They want to deal with it. They want to deal with it.
Huh.
Whereas, like, state troopers or locals, they're kind of like, uh-huh, yup, roll their eyes. And, like,
they go
through the motions. It's just, I don't know.
Weird.
It's just, I don't know. But something about sheriffs, like, oh, we got a case finally. Like,
so you,
you
called
know?
The sheriffs in regarding the slash tires?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they did a great job, I've got to be honest. They did everything thoroughly and very polite.
Awesome. All right, take us to today. If you covered most of what happened last night at this point?
Yeah, that's everything, pretty much. Yeah,
so you guys
went
got
home
out
safely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what now? You went back to... Go ahead, Paulus.
No, it's a far drive, okay?
Yeah.
So... We were. I didn't get home till 11 o'clock,
and then
I had my trial today.
Yeah, at 8:15 in the morning.
I got maybe 2 hours sleep, if that.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I guess we should talk briefly about the trial and then let Footloose go, and then we can talk more.
That sounds good. Let's do that.
Because
everything happened was me today. So
take us to this morning. Footloose, you're on trial. I showed up. Bonnie came with me, and there was a few folks as well. Joey, you came there, and then
yes.
People started trickling in because, 8:15 is pretty early in the morning for a lot of people. But they started the trial at like 8:25, and this was for your arrest. And also two so-called picketing charges that are a town ordinance that was pretty clearly it's an unconstitutional town ordinance, but it's still on the books because it hasn't been overturned yet. But that's what this trial was about. It was three different charges from two different incidents, one of which was at the end of December of last year, and the other one was the end of January. These were times where there were many protests going on outside of the governor's house and the little cul-de-sac there. There's a park where people have been gathering for weeks. I've attended a number of these things. I wasn't at the one where nine people got ticketed, as they're called, the Newfields Nine. Nine people were ticketed, one person arrested for basically just being there for so-called picketing. You guys wanted to have a candlelight vigil, and the police responded with literally dozens of armed men to stop you from doing that and demanded that you walk around instead of stand and hold candles. They demanded that you walk around the streets, and that's what this trial was about this morning. It was very entertaining. There will be footage coming out of this trial, and one of my favorite moments had to be when the prosecutor was badgering you about where you live, and you said, he asked you, where do you live? And you said, I live in this body, right here, right now. I think it was what
was
you said.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yep.
I know that there's probably some...
Right here, right now.
I'm sure there's some things you want to highlight about this, so stand by. We'll continue here with Footloose. He's from Absolute Defiance. Great group of activists here in New Hampshire showing up and giving it to the governor. Like, he's a tyrant and calling him out. And it turns out his neighbors didn't like it. They even called his neighbor onto the stand. The governor. The Tyrant King's neighbor. Tyrant King himself didn't show up, but he had his neighbor show up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tech
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. And the number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about some of the small town corruption in Charlestown, New Hampshire. The video's over at Press NH Now on YouTube. Check out Breaking the Flaw and Absolute Defiance if you want to see the threats and the insanity that has gone on over the last few days. We're still not done telling the story. We're going to get deeper into what happened today with the latest.
I just want to say one more thing before I talk about today's events.
Yeah.
I've gotten more positive feedback from the town people.
Oh, okay.
Than negative.
Okay, good.
So I had a lot of people coming up to us and thanking us, and they were the most polite people, too.
There's always victims of these people in these towns. There's these quiet victims that get false charges brought against them, tax liens, you know, all kinds of different corruption, targeted for zoning violations unnecessarily. There's always these things that the people in charge, they use against people who speak up or are, you know, somehow not going with the flow.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of the public officials that are actually acting out and people associated with the public officials.
Mm-hmm.
And
like the family members.
Those are the people that are getting butt hurt. Not the other people in town, the ones that not
the average person.
That's right.
That makes sense. We're going to continue. We got Footloose online, but also I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. These are technologies that are likely not going away in our lifetime, so you probably should learn about them because we're likely still in the very beginning of the value of these things. You know, we don't know. We can't say for sure what the prices of them are going to do, but historically, the price has gone up over time. So it might be something that's worth your time, maybe 5 or 10 minutes of your time to go look into. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and that's where you'll find some useful information, including some videos that you can watch. The first one is like 3 minutes long, so you don't have to invest a lot of time to get the basics down over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, if you're not new to crypto, you can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. We bring Footloose back on the line. He was in, we're going to get back into Charlestown here in a moment, but Footloose, you were at the Brentwood, I think it was, district court this morning. You are one of the Newfields Nine, the one who, you weren't arrested the night that the nine people were ticketed. There was one arrest. That was a different guy, Skyler, and I'm sure we'll have him on again to talk about that as his trial comes close. But you were there this morning. You were representing yourself in court. You fired your attorney. Because you get more of, you got more leeway because you're not an attorney to ask questions in court. And actually, your attorney said to you outside, your previous attorney had said to you, you know, I would have gotten arrested if I tried to ask the questions that you were able to ask this morning in court. So go ahead and recap. You know, what do you want to share about your experience today?
So, yeah, I represented myself. It was not, that wasn't my intention. I was, you know, planning to go with the counsel, and, you know, I'm a bit of a, you know, absolute defiance. I chose that for a reason. I try to embody that. It's just part of my personality. And, you know, there was some words exchanged, and, you know, I didn't appreciate that, so I fired the lawyer, and it all worked out for the best because, like he said and like you heard, I was able to ask questions and expose things that he never would have had a chance. I mean, I was up there for, what, 2.5, 3 hours?
Yeah, it was a while.
Yeah.
I'd say at least 2 hours.
Yeah. And,
it went by so fast, though. So exciting.
I thought it was fun, yeah. I mean, I was working on less than 2 hours sleep, but I had already had all my questions lined up and all that.
Good boy.
And, you know, I really dragged out the guy who arrested me for the disorderly conduct and tried to nick, because he was lying.
Yeah.
He was lying on the stand. So he said, oh, I gave him a, yeah, I gave him the citation for disorderly conduct, and then he went over, and then I gave him the ticket, and it was not how it happened at all.
No, and he had to keep referring to his notes, which I sent you a message. Unfortunately, you weren't checking. You know, a lot of people don't look at their phones during the trial. But, you know, as my understanding, I'm not a lawyer, but from what I've seen in court, whenever a cop says, I need to refer to my notes, if any time a defendant ever objects, then I've always seen the judges always say, no, you can't refer to your notes. You can object. Now, I don't know if there's like a name for that objection. It's like, hey, you just have to say objection. He's not allowed to use his notes. They're supposed to go from recollection.
Being guided is what they call it, right?
They're supposed to go from recollection. So anyway, he had to keep looking at his notes because he couldn't remember a damn thing straight.
No, he couldn't remember anything. He couldn't remember anything that was actual or factual in any respect.
But basically, and the case against you for so-called disorderly conduct boiled down to, they said that you talked too loud. I mean, that was all he had. He was like, well, I told him to not talk so loud. And that was all they had, right?
Yep. You were talking too loud. And before he arrested me for that, I was yelling and screaming and ranting and raving while I was waiting for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
There's another video. If you go look for the Tyranny at its Finest playlist, and you'll see in there where they came and they said, we're going to give you guys tickets. I said, okay, let's get these tickets. And then in between there, I was calling them domestic terrorists. You're the real domestic terrorists. And I was literally at the top of my lungs. You guys know how I can get.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't arrest me. They didn't say anything about that. And then we're still waiting for these tickets. And so I walk over to him with somebody else. I say, hey, what's going on with these tickets? And he said, oh, here you go. Here's your ticket. Is it just me? There's like 15 other people here that want tickets. Nope, just you. And then he's like, if you don't stop, I'm going to have you arrested. If I don't stop, what? If you don't stop, I'm going to have you arrested. And then he said, you're under arrest for disorderly conduct.
Yeah, and you actually asked also about the picketing charge, what he considers to be picketing, and he said carrying a sign, protesting about an issue, and chanting. So all these things are free speech, clearly protected by, you know, the First Amendment or whatever local amendments your local constitution might have. This is a weak ass ordinance, and hopefully, if the judge is any good whatsoever, she will see that and overturn this. But I have no expectation that she will. I suspect she's there to back up the tyrant king.
Sure.
Yeah, she'll probably kick the can down the road and, you know, put some half-cocked theory together to justify why she's finding us guilty, and then we'll have to appeal it and go down that road, which just delays the inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, and there, we have a strong case for malicious prosecution as well. Like, that prosecutor, he even said it, it's not about picketing, it's about targeting a specific residence, which is not what the ordinance is.
Nor is there any real evidence that you did that. I mean, the best thing that they could say was that the event was advertised to be at the address at which the governor lives. But everybody who attended the event said we were going to the cul-de-sac. We made an effort to stay away from his house because the other thing about this case was that you guys, when you got there, you were going to have a candlelight vigil. And that is by definition, a quiet event. But the cops literally stopped you from doing that and told you that if you didn't keep moving, you would be arrested. So the police, under threat, converted what was going to be a quiet candlelight vigil into a march. And then when you guys marched in the way the police specified, because you didn't want to get arrested and ticketed ultimately, I don't think, otherwise you wouldn't have done what they were saying, you marched away from his house, came back around the cul-de-sac, around the side of the cul-de-sac that was furthest from his house, stopped, spoke to one of the dozen plus, if not 20-plus state troopers on hand, and specifically asked one of them if you could go up the side footpath to, like, it goes up the side of his house. It's away from his house, but it goes up that direction to a general store and then come back. And the cop tells you, yes, you can do this. So you guys do it, and then on the path, they say, all right, everybody stop. You're getting tickets. So you guys literally did everything they told you to.
It was entrapment. Yeah. 100% entrapment. And that was one of the affirmative defenses that I raised. They even said we got Trooper Dodds to admit that the ordinance was created to protect the governor's residence, not to protect the town. He said to protect the governor's residence.
Governor's residence? Do you mean pseudo state house?
Yeah,
pseudo state house at the time. Yeah, to protect his pseudo state house. Because
at that
time,
pandemic, he did it from home.
Right. The state house was closed, which is where his office is.
He was conducting official state business, Zoom meetings, and having other meetings at his house. So, it was the de facto state house at the time.
Yeah, and they also, as I mentioned earlier, they had his neighbor as the first witness in this particular case. And that was particularly interesting to me because, she was the one who allegedly called the cops to complain about protesters. Footloose, do you want to stand for another segment or do you want to go? It's up to you.
Sure, I can hang out for another one.
Well, let's talk about this lady that took the stand, the first person before the cop got called. And she claimed she couldn't get out of her driveway, which...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.